Hey y'all, it's your girl Rebel and I'm on Silver Rise and we already rolling.
We already rolling.
Yeah.
We already rolling.
Y'all
this is a great interview. This is legendary.
Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling, nigga. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling. And it's that dope, and we just rolling, nigga. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling, nigga. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just rolling, nigga. Yeah, and it's that dope, and we just
already rolling with another special edition of Silver Rise. I guess we can call this the Chill Drunk Relax edition. You know what I'm saying? We gonna call her, you know, no disrespect, not the she devil, but the right kind of devil that be hitting the bars and these things. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I got a real kind of serious question about you. Is that a true story before we go further? That was a you went deep dive
about
now.
What?
That song, you. That's the one that's this title. Like, I know I went right into it because, damn.
You did. I wasn't even prepared for it. Everything that I wrote and put on the album is true, except the things that didn't happen.
Respect. Okay, but we ain't going to start like that. That's just going to be like a part where they're going to be like, all right, she knows what she's talking about. We know what we're talking about. Ms. Rebel, how you doing again?
I'm good.
We can clap it up, y'all. We can clap it up. Yeah, all right, no. All right, babe.
Fuck
damn,
it's cool.
That's all, man. I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I ain't going to lie to you, for real. Thinking of, we'll talk to you about this project you got coming up. How have you been? How excited are you with everything that's going on?
I'm excited, but I'm also super nervous for some reason.
Why?
I'm nervous because this is the first time that I'm like putting out something completely different than what people are used to for me as an artist. So, you know, it's intimidating a little bit because you put yourself out there to be critiqued, and it's a lot of vulnerability, it's a lot of sensualness, it's a lot of like a different vibe.
You do have a lot of a different type of emotions, but I will say vulnerability that is in the project, which I do respect because it goes in different type of topics. Mm-hmm. Like you did say, like, you don't know how some people are going to take this album, but mm-hmm. Who cares in your opinion,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Who gives a fuck?
Okay.
In the words of the devil. Who gives a fuck about none of these hoes?
I'm just gonna quickly do it because I like to talk about the track list, you know what I'm saying? Starting off with Takeoff, got Mission Following Through, Soul Ties, Good Morning, All Right, You, Running, and then closing up with Tears With No Cries. Mm-hmm. Okay, starting it off real quick, so what do you think was one of your most important, if not the most important song that you needed to put on the project 5 minutes away?
The most important one was Running.
Okay.
And Running was actually the first track that I wrote for the project. I felt like to start it off, it had to be a very solid foundation, and it had to be coming from a place that I've never exposed to the world, I guess. So I wanted to dig deep. I wanted to give the listeners a chance to actually understand why maybe a little bit the way I am. I'm this way because of this. Like, just a little glimpse. Not too much. Yeah. I don't want everybody to swim in my trauma, but just a little bit. So I feel like... Running, and then I feel like Takeoff was the second song. Like, Running and Takeoff, we knew exactly where the placement would be with Running and Takeoff.
Respect. Okay. So, yeah. Well, I asked you why, really, at this time, for you to put this out right here, the beginning of 2023. Talk to me about your past traumas, because you did just mention that earlier. Mm-hmm. One of my most important things that I just be honest with you, I connected you on a certain song. I forgot what it was, just be real with you. I'm off the tip of my tongue. But you were talking about, like, the relationship with your father, how there kind of wasn't one in a certain sense, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. Or wrong? Okay. Tell me about that song and how
you've been
process.
listening.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to give
me
a reason.
Wow, okay. All right. Running was really, like, so I think with my childhood and the way that I am, it was Mom plays a big part in why I am the way I am, like that tough, that hardcore shit.
Respect.
But my dad, the absence of him and the constant trying to be this person to be accepted or to always feel like I'm not enough, just always trying to fill a void that I feel was never actually filled and get answers that I never will get because he is gone now. I felt like I had to revisit that. I do believe in you have to feel in order to heal, in order to deal. You got to deal, feel, then heal. So it was time to let go all the anger, all the resentment that I held in, and try to become a better person from it. I mean, I'm going to still be Rebel. I'm still going to be in your face, aggressive with it, but...
I like how you honestly, though, you just it's going back to the first sentence when you're saying you opened up to yourself and you opened up to your fan base, too, because you are kind of letting go in a sense that's therapeutic. Music always is like the number one most, I think, free therapy session you should always be able to have. It's right there for you. And then you use it to the best of your abilities, which you continue to do, dog. So keep that up. Sorry for your loss. I did not know about that, but
no,
I just,
you're good.
I was curious about that, so I did want to know about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Respect. Now,
it happens.
When we talk about Soul Ties, no, hold on, not Soul Ties. I want to get into the song just because Kyrie is right here, and I do like how y'all actually do rub off on each other the
Wonder
right
Twins.
Way. Mission, yeah, that Wonder Twin vibe, that's dope. Mission, y'all went in on that. Mm-hmm. Bars for days, the beat just was wanging, and then the follow takeoff, I love that way. Y'all being cousins, y'all knowing each other, you know what I'm saying? This is probably a repetitive question y'all get a lot. What is it? What is it that you think that always is the thing that is magic with you and your cousin in the studio?
My cousin constantly pushes me. Like, there is no type of competition between both of us. It's more of a sharp, steel sharpens steel. Like, it's so funny because even with the whole BTB group, like all the artists, we literally would be like, nah, you go ahead and lay your verse down first just so we can see and get ideas on how to ride the beat differently and just come harder. So with me and my cousin, we're so much alike, our thought process, like our flow sense, like how we can switch it up, the versatility. And I know every time he gonna hit it exactly the way that I imagined it. I know he's gonna hit it, and he know I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna take a little longer on my part. Like, he can send me a beat, and I'm gonna probably take a couple months before I lay my shit down. But he know I'm coming. I'm gonna come hard with it.
Yeah.
So vice versa. That's Wonder Twin Power shit. You gotta love it.
I take a couple months on my fucking verse that I need for my album. Shit, look, she better get that verse done.
I'm still working on it. He just sent the beat, bro. Like,
just saying.
Wait, hold on, pause, because I actually said, this is something that everybody needs to know. I sent Cuz this beat, y'all. So we didn't start recording. Recording took 2 months, 2.5 months, I want to say. The writing didn't even take that long. Cuz had his beat for like 6 to 7 months, if I'm not mistaken. And he just sat on his beat.
Joel and B, trust the process.
You saying I sat on my beat?
You sat on your beat.
The beat that I gave for you?
The one that I sent to you for Mission.
Because I was waiting on you to come record.
Oh, okay. All right. He didn't even have a verse.
I recorded when it's time.
Vampire.
It's already done. As soon as you sent it to me, it's done.
I'm about to say, is it here now?
It's here. We here with it now.
Okay. The mission has been completed.
The bar.
Respect. Okay, I'm curious to know why 5 minutes away was the title.
5 minutes away is all about timing. Like, I feel like someone can want this for you, and someone can want you to be here in this place in your life, but you can't go on anybody else's speed but your own. So you have to run out the course that's written for you, and you have to trust that everything will align at the end of the day. Plus, you know, it's a double entendre, black people time. Like, oh yeah, I'm on the way, I'm 5 minutes away, I'm pulling up. Knowing we not pulling up. Like, hey, knowing I'm still on the time. Like, we gonna pull up when we pull up. And now we here with it.
I feel like that is the truest thing about all stereotypes for black people. Like, they gonna say all black people eat watermelon. Some people allergic. All people, you know what I'm saying? They say all black people fried chicken. Everybody fried chicken, but bro, we are potent. Mm-hmm. We gonna always be late, bro. That's just us, bro. It's in our nature, man.
Or are we on time? You must ask yourself that. Am I late or are I?
Exactly. What is time? Don't get me started.
Exactly.
So when you came down to the outro, I like to look at the titles first and then listen to the song. Just being honest with you, that's like the music nerd in me a little bit. When you came up with Tears With No Cries, what was that like? Because that's kind of like some poetic type of shit. Just being real with you, like, how did you come up with that title? And then just being real, what made you go into that song and what made you want to end that project with that song?
Yeah, so the project actually was supposed to be ended with Running, which is so funny.
Word.
Tears With No Cries, I was sitting on the beat, and I had kept replaying and replaying it. And I was going through a situation where I needed to let go of somebody that I just kept. You know, like when you're in a situation where you are more so invested in the idea of them or the potential of someone.
Yeah.
Instead of paying attention to the person who's standing right in front of you. Because you can love somebody from a distance. You know what I mean? You can want the best for someone, but if that's not where they are in their life, you got to make the decision for yourself to finally let go. So, like, in the chorus, like, this is the last train, this is your last ride. Don't need to hold on. Say your goodbyes. And the, what is it? What was it? To the land of no tears, the land of no cries. I was saying. Ears with no lies. Shit, I forgot my own fucking lyrics. But that's, you get the point.
I do get what you're saying. And I honestly would have helped you out a little bit more if I was a little bit less drunk and fried. I'm not going to lie to you. But at the same time, though, like, when I was actually, like, listening to it last night, just being fair, I was still smoking, but I was, I was in my last groove, and then it was, like, perfect timing to actually just sit down and enjoy it. You could sing.
Oh, like, thanks.
No, some real shit, though. Like, I noticed that. I was, like, just being fair, I didn't notice that from your past music as much as I noticed it now. So, has that always been something that you sat on?
Absolutely not. I still, to this day, will tell you I can't hold a note. Like, I only can hit certain notes in certain moods in certain ways. Like, like, so did you hear Good Morning?
I listened to the whole album twice.
So then you heard All Right, right? So All Right, I try to do the same. Like, that's had the same confidence. About. I was silenced on All Right. I let Siri and Auntie JoJo take that motherfucker where it needs to go. And I'm just hard. I'm a, I only can hit certain notes. So I'm not a singer.
But you see how she is aligned in her interviews, folks? So just take notes. To you future people that want to do this thing right here and stop lying on your shit and thinking that the internet and taking the credit, you know what I'm saying? Because technology does help out at the same time. But at the same time, that's your voice that actually, you know what I'm saying, is an instrument. So I don't care what nobody say.
Well, you, thank God, take that.
Yeah, you gotta take note for that. That's actually, that's little you.
Appreciate that.
When we come down to it all, I always ask these questions, but I want to ask this one question to you. And just being real, it's my first time doing an interview. I told the homies this earlier, it's my first time doing an interview in about 6 months. So, like, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do this, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, what do you want people to get from this actual album? Like, this project itself, like, you basically told me, like, you know, you let your emotions out. But what do you want people to get from this project?
I want 5 minutes away to take you somewhere. I want you to go back to a place where I had to come back to. I feel like when I put out Mind of a Misfit, I was coming from a place where I had a point to prove. I had to be this person. I had to be this rapper. I had to come hard.
That was Red Hair Rebel, right?
Yeah, that was Red Hair Rebel. Because I always credit, like, being under BTB Records, like, we are full of hard hitters. Like, the artists under the label, like, are no joke, no cap, some of the hardest. If, in my opinion, I'm biased, but I feel like they're the hardest niggas that I know. Like, can't nobody touch them on flow.
Talk your shit.
So, coming in as a female with the best of the best, like, you gotta come with some hard shit. You can't lack on nothing. So I felt like, while being that person, because that is naturally who I am, I start losing a sense and getting into, like, a writer's block where I lost a sense of creativity. I lost the art and artistry. I lost the whimsy, the fun of writing. Mm-hmm. So I want this project to take people in a trance of whimsy. I want you to feel shit. I want you to listen to shit, play that shit back. When you getting high, I want you to be in the car listening to All Right, like, shit, fuck it, everything gonna be all right. Because for real, when you wrap this shit up and you listen to I Love It, it's really just me, like, letting it all go and being like, fuck it, we gonna keep pushing, though. Like, shit happens, trauma happens, shit that try to break us don't ever break us, and we gonna be all right. We gonna take this shot, we gonna keep pushing. So that's what I want you to take from it. If that actually summed it up, yeah, I think that sums it up.
That definitely puts a big bow and a nice present. No, seriously, that does. That sums it up in the perfect way. You can't say it no better.
Thank you.
I do appreciate this time. I will not keep you much longer, honestly. I will ask you to have, you know what I'm saying, I give you the floor. I do this to everybody. You have the floor to close out the show, to close out the interview. Last comments. Let them know where they can find you. Let them know when this is dropping.
Oh, yeah. So, 5 minutes away, we'll be coming to you guys. February 3rd, 2023. 2323.
Okay.
You can find me on all social handles. Well, no, I lied. You can find me on Instagram under The Misfit. You're going to spell Misfit incorrectly on fucking purpose because somebody took my shit. MISIFIT. Don't try to correct me when you follow me. You can find me on TikTok because I do be TikToking under Rebel The Misfit. Yep. And you can stream me everywhere because 5 minutes away is pulling the fuck up. And y'all already know it's always BTB Records to the death of me.
Yeah. And the gang is definitely in the, you know what I'm saying, the bitch too. Y'all got the squad. You know what
I'm saying? It took a lot out of me not to talk.
Talk your shit down, man.
Cut somewhere.
I'm saying, five minutes away. Rebel got some hot shit about to drop. BTB not finna play with you motherfuckers. And I'm telling you, we back with another year. And we about to go crazy. And I'm drunk.
It's the year of the rabbit.
Go crazy even more.
Bouncing on
like
shit.
Like I said, 5 minutes away. 2 minutes away. 1 minute. Rebel on the motherfucking way. That's
right. She is on the way. Finally, goddamn shit. All
right,
now. Hey, I will say this. As executive producer on this project.
Talking shit.
I'm gonna say it. I feel like this is some, like, super different stuff. Like, how I can describe it is super, like, just, you're going to feel like you're walking on Mars when you're listening to this. Because it's, like, it's super groundbreaking, it's vulnerable, and it's fun at the same time. So, like, she give you the vulnerable shit, but she makes it so fun to the point where, like, you're going to be jugging to some, like, low-key traumatic shit. But you're going to be like, damn. That's hot, though. Like, so, man, lying. I'm so proud of my cousin. Everybody got to stream that shit when it come out. 5 minutes away. 2-3, 2-3. Do the math.
Perpetrating a fraud.
Yeah.
No, I ain't. I put the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.